Welcome back to Das Kanim and the Parsha. Parsha's Kisavah, the Das Kanim, has a very lengthy comment at the end of the Parsha, the end of the Tochacha, and I am hesitant to share it for two reasons. First of all, because it's a long and slightly more complex one. I don't know how I'm possibly going to keep it to just 5 minutes, especially when I've already given over 21, 22, 23 seconds of introduction, and also because of the fruitless nature of this piece, as I'll explain, but nevertheless, because I think it's just very cool and it's fun, so we'll learn this one. It comes at the end of the Tochacha. It's really based on Psukim at the end of Sefer Daniel. Anybody learned Daniel, the end of Sefer Daniel in Perek Yud Beis? So Daniel has a dream and an encounter with the Malach, and the Malach, he asks the Malach, Ad Masai Ketz HaPlaos, when is the Ketz? When is the end? Seemingly, when is Mashiach? When is this going to take place? Right question everybody wants the answer to, and actually a lot of and well let's see what he says. So the person says to him, this Malach says to him, Ki l'moed moadim v'chetzi, it's going to happen at moed moadim v'chetzi, a time of times and a half. And Daniel says, "Vani shmati v'lo avin." I heard, but I didn't understand. So he said, "Ma'acharis ela." What happens after these? And then this Malach basically says, "Stumim v'chasumim hadvarim ad es ketz." This is going to be sealed. It's secret and sealed and closed off until the end of the time. Meaning, you're not going to know when until when. But he says, "I'll give you." But he says, "I'll tell you this though." Ume es husar hatamid v'zle shikus shomim yamim. After the Tamid is removed, it seems like the bittul of the Karban Tamid, so it's going to be Elef Masayim Vetishim. It's going to be 1290. And then in the last pasuk of the Sefer, Ashrei Mechalke, praiseworthy is those is the one who waits for this following time. Elef Shlosh Meos Shloshim V'chamisha. Anybody who waits, 1,335. So once again, that's all from Sefer Daniel. And the first point is that the Ketz will come after Moed Moadim V'chetzim, a time and times and a half. And then he mentioned something about 1290 years, and then praiseworthy are those who wait 1,335 years. That's all from Sefer Daniel. And it's so hard to understand what that means. And indeed, the Malach admits that. That's the point. And Daniel says, I don't understand. And the Malach says, yeah, you're not going to understand. And no one will understand until we get there. And the challenge, obviously, is when do we start counting? 1290, 1335? When do we start counting them from? What does Moed Moadim V'chetzi mean? There's so many challenges. And indeed, many great tzaddikim and talmidei chacham over the generations tried to use these psukim to predict when the ketz might be. They say often, we don't really know when the ketz is, but it might be this, and then many of them, if not almost all of them, have gone and passed and have not been indeed the ketz, because that's the whole point. You're not really going to know this until reflecting in hindsight. Nevertheless, the Das Kanim in this week's Parsha has a comment that includes some of these cheshbonos and actually bases it on a pasuk here in at the end of the Tochacha, part of the promise. When it says, just as Hashem rejoiced over doing good for Klal Yisrael, so He will rejoice or cause others to rejoice over their downfall. And based on this, the Das Kanim see a remez to these psukim in Daniel of the time of the removing of the Tamid. So the Das Kanim says that the 1290 of Galus that Daniel describes is going to be a reflection of the 1290 of when Hashem did good at some point. So this 1290 of good, the Baal HaTosfos here explain, it's the 400 years of from the birth of Yitzchak throughout their time in Mitzrayim, followed by the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which took place, as it says explicitly in Malachim, 480 years after they left Mitzrayim. So, and the first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. So if you add the 400 years of Avram's children being strangers, so meaning from the birth of Yitzhak, those 400 years, plus the 480 years after Yitzias Mitzrayim, meaning at the end of those 400 years when they left Mitzrayim, so you calculate 480 more, which is how long it took before the Jewish people entered the land of Israel and then finally built the base of Mikdash, and then you add 410 more for how long the first base of Mikdash stood. So how long was it from the birth of Yitzhak to the destruction of the first base of Mikdash? 1290 years. The Baal HaTosfos here in the Das HaKeinim, that those 1290 years, that's what the pasuk means over here, that just as there are 1290 years of goodness that Hashem did, so there's also going to be 1290 of negativity, as alluded to at the end of Sefer Daniel. Now, the Das HaKeinim also gives a pshat over here in that phrase of Moed Moedim V'chetzi. So what does it mean? So they say that, no, that's very simple. It's just a poetic way of writing Moedim is two times, and V'chetzi, a half of that, is one. Meaning two Moeds and half of two Moeds, which is one, meaning that totals at three. So it's three time periods, and they explain that it's the time periods of how long they were in Mitzrayim overall, or at least strangers, really going back from the Brisbane of Asarim, which the Pasuk says explicitly in the Torah, that's 430 years. So they multiply the 430, right? So if one of these Moadim is 430 years, and if this is Lamoed Moadim V'chetzi, is three of these 430 year periods, so you multiply 430 times three. Again, you get 1290. You might have to play that one again in slow motion to get that fully. But again, you have this 1290. So basically, what Malach said originally to Daniel was this, he in a very poetic way, two and half of two, meaning three time periods, the time periods of the 430 years of Mitzrayim, which is 1290. Daniel said he didn't understand, so then the Malach was more explicit and said 1290, and this 1290 corresponds to from the birth of Yitzhak till Chorban Bayis Rishon. And again, the Baal HaTosfos here, they explained that it's really a fruitless effort to try to understand this because we don't understand in hindsight. I mean, we never, like, as Chazal indicate, we don't know where to count the 400 years. Avram was told 400 years, but when do those 400 years start? He didn't know that they started from the birth of Yitzhak. Did they start from the birth of Mitzrayim, the birth of Yitzhak, when they first entered Mitzrayim? You didn't know until they left Mitzrayim where those 400 years started from. And similarly, they bring another example, based on really the Gemara Megillah about the 70 years promised by Yirmiyahu, and Belshazzar miscalculated and Achashverosh miscalculated and everybody miscalculates. So when you get numbers in advance, when Hashem says something through a Navi cryptically, it's meant to be cryptic, and you're not going to see how it makes sense until it actually happens. I know it went a little bit over, and I guess we'll just label it as a 10-minute share this week, but there's just one more thing I have to share. For those of you who like Ramazim, you really enjoy this. They conclude by quoting the Re B'chor Shor, who says that there's a remez to the Kates in the Aleph Beis if you read it backwards. You have to read it, Tashrak Tzafas Nimlach Yatchaz Hadagba. If you read it like that, you'll see the remez. If you didn't catch it, I'll explain it a little more slowly. So Tashrak Tzafas, right? Tuf Shin Reish Kuf Tzadi Pei Ayin Samach. I'm just going backwards in the Aleph Beis. So so they point out, the Reb points out, is the Gematria of 1300. And at that point, Mashiach will already have been around 10 years, and there's a different calculation of how long it'll take for Mashiach to actually become king. There's at the end of the 7th year, 8th year, so by year 10, he will already have been established as the Melech. So at that point, Nimlach, he will be ruling. Meaning, Tafshin Resh Kuf Tzadi Pei Ayin Samach Nun Mem Lamed Chaf is Tashrak Tzafas Nimlach. That the Mashiach will Nimlach, Mashiach will be the king at Tashrak Tzafas already by the year 1300, or actually 10 years in advance, because that would be 1290. That's the 1290 of Daniel. Okay, so right, Tashrak Tzafas Nimlach, we're up to Chaf. So what's before that? Yud Tes Ches Zayin. The next four letters in the Aleph Beis going backwards, and Yutes Ches Zayin is Gematria 34. So that's 34 years later, meaning we just mentioned 1300. Tashrak Tzafas is 1300, at which point Mashiach will have already been, it's right, 10 years into his arrival, and he's already king. And now you fast forward Yatchaz, Yutes Ches Zayin, which is 34 more years. After that will be that, right, after we've seen tough all the way through Zion. So that's 1334. If you remember from the beginning of this year, we mentioned that the last pasuk in Daniel mentions the number 1335, like Ashrei Hamechakel, praiseworthy are those who wait to the year 1335. So if the gematria of Tashrak Tzafas, and at which point Mashiach will already be king, Nimlach, and then Yatchaz, Yotes Chazayin, you have 1334, meaning leading into 1335. The last five letters of the Aleph Beis, Hey, Dalet, Gimel, Beis Aleph, which means Hadag, Ba, fish will come, which the Rei says is an allusion to the Dug mentioned throughout Chazal, the Leviathan, which will be eaten by the Tzadikim, L'Sid Levonim, most of Mashiach, it's going to be shechted. Many Midrashim speak about this. So if you read the Aleph Beis backwards, at Tashrak Tzafas, then Mashiach will be Nimlach, he'll be king, and then Yatchaz, 34 more years, in that 35th year, Hadag Ba, the Leviathan will come, and Mashiach will be here. So it's a very cool remez. Again, we don't know where to start it from, but Amir Tzashem, we should be zocha to the Kates very soon and be able to see this all in hindsight and appreciate its beauty. B'meheira b'yameinu, have a beautiful Shabbos.